Welcome back. I'm Maggie Dong. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Just wanted to share with you, got one of my lively conservatives on the text line that's pelting me with multiple texts about why are Democrats so afraid of the National Guard helping to fight crime? Thank you, Donald J. Trump. Mark from Sussex, love it when you participate. Everybody out there, you can participate as well. Text and phone lines are open, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Here are my responses to Mark from Sussex. I'm not afraid of reducing crime. Everybody wants less crime. Of course we do. Everybody wants their families to be safe. Everybody wants to walk the streets, go to work, have their kids play outside, and be safe. Let's not act like Republicans want or deserve more safety than Democrats do. Where we disagree is not in the value that we all deserve safety, but in the means of getting there. That the means, the how, matters. So here are some of the reasons that I have a problem with the National Guard being deployed in this way, aside from the illegality of it, aside from the fact that, in my opinion and the opinion of the Seventh Circuit, the legal predicates that are required under 10 U.S.C. 12406 for National Guard deployments have not been met. There is no rebellion. Okay? Here are the other reasons why. Because the Supreme Court of the United States just said that racial profiling is okay, and it's not. Because they are arresting citizens. Because they are using excessive force. Because the National Guard is not trained for civilian law enforcement. Because Guards members didn't sign up to squash protests by their neighbors and scare people into surrendering their First Amendment rights. Because it's unnecessary, because it's performative, because it's a waste of money, because it's the behavior of a dictator, because most of all, it's ineffective, and it won't do a damn thing to reduce crime in any of these cities in any meaningful or lasting way. That's why I object to it. I don't object to more safety. Hell yes, we all deserve that. But if we're being honest, the how matters. The means matters. And it should matter to every single one of us, not just Democrats. And by the way, like I said yesterday, Democrats don't care about the means only because they care about Democrats. They care about the means because they care about everybody, because it matters in our democracy, because presidents just don't get to make up lies and send the military willy-nilly into cities where people vote overwhelmingly not for them. And by the way, Mark, no, the analysis that I have seen of the DC National Guard deployments do not support a conclusion that there has been meaningful reduction in violent crime. That is incorrect. Please drop a source. I've looked at reporting from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Atlantic. So right now, Mark, if you believe that, it is my understanding that that is a false belief. You can believe it. You can believe it strongly. It can be your very intense feeling that it's better in Washington, D.C. But if that's not actually true, doesn't that matter to you? Shouldn't it matter? And by the way, you're not making that argument about L.A. or Portland or Chicago. It's not helpful. And even if it were helpful for a day, a week, a month, they are going to leave. And it won't be helpful in the long term. It will not provide meaningful or lasting reduction in crime. And Mark, if you swear at me again on the text line, you will be barred. I'm not dealing with swearing. I'm not dealing with name calling. It is not acceptable. I'm trying to have a reasoned argument with you. By the way, you should just call me up, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Brett from Brown Deer, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. My first 3 years in my military career, I joined the National Guard. And I was trained a little bit on crowd control. I wasn't trained how to arrest. I wasn't trained how probable cause, civil rights. I was trained how to shoot field artillery that has no need on the streets.
There you go, Mark. Straight from Brett's mouth. He served in the Guard. That's not what they're trained to do. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Charles from Milwaukee, you're up next, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Maggie. If I'm correct, I don't think the Coast Guard, the military, I don't think they went into the rough neighborhoods of D.C.
That's what I'm talking about. If you look at either the crime impacts, I'm just not seeing what Mark is believes very strongly as the case.
Right.
He will not drop me a citation. You're making an additional point, Charles, which is where they were deployed was performative. They weren't deploying the Guard into the high crime areas of Washington, D.C. for the very reason that Brett just pointed out. Because they don't know what probable cause is. They don't know how to detain. And because, oh yes, we have a law called the Posse Comitatus Act, which means literally the National Guard can't engage in civilian law enforcement. So, yeah, none of it makes any damn sense. The rationale just doesn't hold.
No. And if the National Guard, I pray he doesn't send the National Guard to Milwaukee. But let's just say he sends the National Guard to Milwaukee. You think the National Guard and FBI are going to be patrolling the streets to stop their young kids that are stealing cars and running red lights? Or are they going there to make sure that the ICE agents are able to rough people up the way they've been doing? That's what this is all about, protecting ICE. All these people have to do is listen to Donald Trump. Donald Trump spills the beans all the time. All you got to do is let him talk, and he's going to tell it all. They're there to protect ICE and allow ICE to be the thugs that they are. They're not
to allow ICE. I will just say this. We got a bunch of callers on the horn, so I'm going to hop in here. To allow ICE to engage in systematic daily abuse, use of excessive force, stripping of people's civil rights, lack of due process, which various courts have ordered is required. Again, it is still a crime for either police or National Guards members or ICE or the FBI to engage in excessive force, right? And at certain levels, it is a big, serious crime. Mark points this out, and I'll grant Mark this point. He actually made one, so congrats, Mark. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. He says, presence of law enforcement is a deterrent. Yes, but Mark, then see the point that Charles from Milwaukee just made. Then why wasn't the National Guard deployed in Washington, D.C. in the most violent areas of Washington, D.C.? They weren't. Find me a source that says they were. I will talk about it with you. We have got Jeff from East Troy on the line. Hey, Jeff, what you got for us?
Hi. So I don't want to talk about the National Guard other than I am a conservative, and that's not my point, but I am on the feeling that the National Guard can help, but that's not what I'm calling about. What I'm calling about is the shutdown, the government shutdown, and why. I know why the Democrats say they are shutting down, but if you listen to them in the past, it's very contradictory. If you listen to any of Chuck Schumer in the past, he has said you don't hold America hostage. But that's not even my point. My point is I wish the media would get on board with trying to urge and help both sides. I recently heard that there is a bipartisan bill in Congress right now that states that if the once we are back, not being shut down anymore, and I'm hoping that this proposal goes through. That's why I'm calling, is to get everybody on board, both Republicans and Democrats on board, and urging all their congressmen, both Democrats and Republicans, to get on board with going to the Medicaid part, or actually the Obamacare of subsidizing Obamacare for one full year under the current law or current
rate. Jeff, let me ask you, what happens after the year? What happens after a year? And by the way,
that's the other part of this bill that I haven't gotten to yet. So
Jeff. Hang on. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What is happening in 2026 that might induce Republicans to restore the subsidies because their constituents might get really mad? What's happening in 2026?
Well, because of Obamacare, which was a very
No. It's a pretty simple answer. The midterms. It's an incredibly cynical ploy.
Sure. Okay, so sure. But let's get on board with both sides with this bill, a bipartisan bill, where we will resubsidize Obamacare for one full year, and they are delving into the problems of Obamacare that make it so expensive.
Okay, hang on, Jeff. I got to step in there because I've got some sound that exactly responds to what you're talking about, okay? Because here it is, Jeff. Donald Trump controlled both houses of Congress in his first term. They did not repeal and replace Obamacare. They didn't do anything to improve it. In fact, they attacked the mandate, which has made it much more expensive for everybody. Let's listen to Republicans fail to propose anything to make the Affordable Care Act better. Jacob, run for the man, cut 39, please. Jeff, hang on the phone.
If you have ideas and you have plans, why not have that out there to talk about in the public so the people can hear that debate happening? I mean, you could have committees in session right now.
They will, Caitlin.
I think the question is on the health care plan, to Marjorie Taylor Greene's point, is if the government reopened tonight, would Republicans have a plan to address the Obamacare subsidies?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You
yes,
would have
we
a plan
do. We
tonight.
Have proposals to, yeah, we
okay,
could have that ready immediately.
Plan.
Yes. Yeah, because here's the thing. We work in a deliberative public body, and we have hundreds of members. It's a very complicated, very complex issue that requires a long time to build consensus around. We have ideas on the table, and the whole process of the legislative body is to build consensus around it. That's why we have to do that, and that's what we've been planning to do all along.
And Republicans have said, repeal and replace, and it's like we're in a wilderness. Republicans are in the wilderness on what to do to fix our healthcare system.
We're not. We're not. We've got pages and pages and pages of ideas on how to reform healthcare.
Yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan. I have concepts of a plan. I have concepts of a plan.
So, Jeff, my question to you is this. Republicans controlled both houses of Congress during Trump's first administration. They control both houses of Congress now. Let me finish asking my question, sir. Instead of passing tax cuts for billionaires and megacorporations, passing the big brutal bill, why didn't they take that time to fix the ACA if they're so concerned about the subsidies? No, sir. They passed a bill to remove the subsidies. Make it make sense to me, Jeff.
Okay, so that's what I'm calling for, is for both sides to get together and agree. Well,
okay, I do agree. Jeff's going to hang on the phone. Richard from Waukesha, we got CJ on the line, and Mark from Prairie du Sac. You can get on the action too. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.